This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Both my mocking TJ Watt yesterday and Pittsburgh Radio, our sister station in 93.7, The Fan. I don't know why I stuttered that. 93.7, The Fan in Pittsburgh, trying to really go at me. And the geriatric caller on at Nick Wilson says, who is like that Cleveland clown. And I was like, yeah, that's right, Grandpa. Let's get it.
So what did Daryl do in response? Like, does Daryl warm up coming off vacation? It seems like he ramps up a little bit.
I think Daryl likes when anyone. Yes. I think today is the slow ramp up.
This is it. Yeah.
I think he likes when other people get people mad, too. He really enjoys that. If you can really stick in the craw of somebody else, I think Daryl does appreciate that. Just because he gets some flack for it. So, you know, it helps him feel like he's part of the, you know, we're all in this together.
Well, Daryl, you talk about helping out paychecks for stations between the two of us. Remember when Daryl went on before the playoff game, for the Browns playoff game, and like basically was like, the Browns have no chance?
Yep.
I feel like in that moment, he should have been asking them for some of the paychecks as well.
The great uniter, as he was, as I am, with saying TJ Watts a whiny little baby.
He just got both sides mad is all he did there.
Yes.
That's all he did.
Yes. We texted about that. Like, what are we doing there, Hoss? So we got some news on the Luis Ortiz thing for the Guardians today that he is going to continue on paid leave through August 31st. And then maybe some news will kind of come out here from baseball.
Yeah, this is very confusing at this point, mainly just because I don't understand what baseball is waiting on is the problem I have here. It's now been 15 days since we first discussed this, since he was first placed on paid leave. The July 3rd, I think, was the date there. 15 days, and within minutes, Nick, we had all sorts of different photos of the exact moments that were in question. We knew exact pitches to exact games.
Social media already made their decision.
We had social media did, but like, so the problem with that is that you either had the smoking gun or you didn't. You either knew that there was, and they were tipped off apparently, and they have their own investigative arms of this all to be able to tell them exactly when funny bets and funny placement of bets were happening, because if someone bets $30,000, let's say, on the first pitch of a second inning game against the Mariners, that's a problem. Like, something clearly went wrong there. So either they should have known at the time that Ortiz's family was connected, or someone in the three states that had placed the bets were connected back to him, or they didn't. And if they didn't, then I don't know why they went so hard in the paint and why they continue to go so hard in the paint. Because right now it looks like they got nothing.
Well, and to what you're saying, the longer this goes on and the longer you're holding his career hostage and hanging in the balance, which, by the way, it is going to impact when he comes back. It's going to impact how long it might take to come back. We saw the time away from football, what that meant for Deshaun Watson. Like, this has in real time implications for Luis, who's in the midst of it looked like he was turning the corner and then never really got the chance to pay that off. So, like,
yeah, this was a big year for him, and he's pitching pretty good.
At some point, if you don't have something, you are going to be irreparably harming somebody in their career in the name of, I need more time to disprove what I think we already made a decision on.
And they fumbled this in a couple of different ways already. And so, like remember the day of, it was at 12 o'clock for about 2 hours. There was a whole stretch there where people didn't think that it was anything in relation to pitching and gambling. People thought that it was something way more serious and way worse for Ortiz's image when it comes to what we tend to link these things up when they just first placed him on that leave. And like baseball just kind of let that hang for like a 2 hour stretch where people thought that he had committed all sorts of heinous activity, things that would land him in jail. And then you get the gambling situation, which again, not great by baseball standpoint, but like you have to have a smoking gun. You have to have some facts, some proof that he was tied to this, or what are we doing here?
Yeah, and I know it's on paid leave, so this can be a little bit of crocodile tears, but I also think, you know, as they continue to navigate the new norm, I think this might end up being the thing that, like, the Players Association should have a very, very real gripe in saying, we would be as outraged as you on the gambling thing, but this has to be done within 30 days.
Right.
Well, or this has to be done within 2 weeks or something like that. It has to be adjudicated quick enough.
Yes.
Because, it's just Luis Ortiz today. Well, like we're seeing with the Terry Rozier thing. Terry Rozier, I mean, that's been going on for almost a year now. The Malik Beasley thing, that's going to be going on for a while, and there's a lot at stake. I mean, hell, it's probably already cost Malik Beasley maybe $70 million in the process.
Well, and so the problem that arises with this, Nick, though, and this is where they should be taking this very seriously, is that they don't have connections to Ortiz himself or his family or someone betting on these two instances. Then you could, with reason, set off this IC360, the investigative firm. You could set off their bells and their alarms by placing any large number on one single pitch in an outcome in any of these games, and you could get any sort of pitcher or batter or anyone in charge of these situations in trouble, because that's kind of what it seems like is happening here. Again, it's not Ortiz's fault if someone's betting $50,000 on a ball for the first pitch of an inning. It is Ortiz's fault if he's got a connection to that.
Yes.
But if you can't make those connective dots, then don't place him on administrative leave
or
on paid leave.
And it's interesting. Like, to make sure this is effective, you have to cast a wide net. So that does make sense. But then slow playing, and I do have a devil's advocate of why I think this could be going, but slow playing this, and like this should also be something that's relative, I guess maybe where I'm going with it, this should be something that is relatively easy to dispute given the breadth of, I mean, just power baseball has and the scope of connections that they have. This should be something that is pretty easy to prove or disprove just because of all the knowledge and all the power that they have.
For sure. Well, that's how we knew instantaneously within the hours of the conversation that the bets had taken place in three states. Further than that, Nick, we knew that it took place in Ohio, New Jersey, and New York. Like, we knew the states where it happened. And so if we know the states where it happened, kind of feeling they know the people that it happened with as well. And that's why if you, like, an easy connecting of the dots was like, all right, clearly Ortiz's family was in on this. They wouldn't do this unless they knew what those names were and already made those connections. Well, if you've done that, then what are we waiting on? Why place until the end of the month? Like, I feel like they don't have the actual names associated with this, because if not, they would just come down and be like, all right, we did our investigative work. We found the connection. You can't do that. You're banned for life.
So if you're just joining us, Luis Ortiz's paid administrative leave by baseball has been extended until August 31st, with no real hand being tipped here on whether we're closer to him being proven guilty or found guilty and maybe an infinite a suspension, or the opposite happening and he immediately can come back. And the reason why it does, the only thing I could think of is, what if, because this would be, well, I mean, the first time that a major leaguer has been found specifically of this, and we're talking about a major league, like every day, every 5 day pitcher, I could see if Major League Baseball had enough evidence to hammer him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But maybe there was some kernel of doubt. I could see negotiations between his agent and the league on a settlement that basically protected Major League Baseball from not being 100% certain, mm-hmm. but while also getting Luis to admit some guilt and then allowing him to restart his career at a later time, either next year or maybe the year after.
So something that would basically make it so that he doesn't get banned for life, but he does end up with like,
yes.
Because we've seen a couple different instances.
Like the Trevor Bauer thing with domestic violence.
Yeah.
What was it, a year and a half suspension or something like that for Trevor?
Yeah. So what was the A's pitcher we had previously with the gambling situation? That was a year. And then we had a minor league situation that was also a year as well. Like, it seems like we just had a couple different instances here and there. That'd be interesting if that's what Ortiz was jockeying for. And so I could understand if maybe that was part of it.
A little bit like galaxy braining too.
I mean, but either he did it or he didn't. Like, either baseball's going to have this hardline stance and they really want to send a message because if he's guilty and everything's associated with it, banned for life, no bargaining power, he shouldn't have any leeway attached to this. So if you're going to give him leeway and you're going to say, we're just trying to figure it down to a year or 6 months or whatever, that means they couldn't find enough evidence. That means it wasn't a clear enough connection.
Yeah.
And if that was the case, if I was Ortiz, I'd be like, okay, I'm not accepting this.
Yeah.
You don't have enough to go ahead and do this. I'm not accepting it.
Well, and I think I also think from the Guardian standpoint, like, I think teams need to be protected from this stuff too. Maybe it's because I'm seeing this for the first time and how it's playing out.
Yeah.
This is a significant piece of this team. This is one of your top three starters, and not just for this year, but when you think about control, like, okay, in the grand span of things, if Luis is proven innocent and September 1st he's ready to go and this, that, and the other, in Luis's mm-hmm. career, if he pitches 20 years in baseball, it's not going to be the biggest thing in the world, right? It's going to be a small span of time.
Right.
From the Guardian side of things, you've got him for another 4 years. So...
And he was your second best pitcher starting from the beginning, the second month of the season on.
But 2 months, 2.5 months of control for an organization like Cleveland. And by the way, even if it turns out to be a settlement that we're talking about, some in between of where you miss the rest of the year. Okay, how is inevitably the ownership or the leader, the organization gets punished? You can't figure out when you're scouting guys, hey, are you going to gamble or not? You know?
Right.
So, like, there's a part of me that's like, all right, you also owe it to the organizations. Like, listen, for the integrity of the game, you owe it to get this right. And that should be the ultimate focus for baseball. But you do have to think about the player's career and the impact it could have on this career, because the worst thing you can do is sidetrack a guy's career who turns out to be wildly innocent in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And also, no matter whether he's innocent or guilty, if he misses the rest of this year or most of the rest of this year, like August 31st, you are punishing an organization who 2.5 months of control means a hell of a lot more to the Guardians than it does the LA Dodgers or the New York Yankees.
Well, and if this team had been good, Nick... For 2 months, taking one of your best pitchers out of the equation
yes.
is that's so detrimental.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe in that 10-game losing streak, maybe Ortiz could have been the two starts that would have taken this completely different. I don't know. You tell me.
Didn't Terry Rozier, wasn't he on the active roster in Miami through the entirety of it?
Yeah.
So, like, again, like, it's weird because on one hand, the sanctity of the game has never been more in danger of any sport because of legalized gambling and the spread of it. I enjoy it. I think a fair amount of us here at the station have partnerships. We're enjoying it. I like sports gambling, but from the league side of things, yes, integrity of the game, which has been used way too much to talk about everything, like steroids and stuff like that, it is paramount. At the same point, you have to have a process in place that you can deal with this quickly because there are so many ways in which this, and honestly, there are so many ways in which this matters to get it right for the player and the NFL or the MLBPA as well.
I mean, I was under the assumption when it came out on that day of, and the fact that we knew the three states that were the bets had come from, like I was like, they have to have some sort of connection here. It's got to be obvious. It's got to be someone with the last name Ortiz or something like that. And honestly, the longer this goes on and with less information that they're willing to at least share publicly, the more it makes it seem like to me that, I don't know how often or how deep you get into gambling, but like there's been parts of my life where I get very, very into gambling. I haven't gambled in a little bit, but I've made some dumb bets when down and out, you know? I think people would be shocked at the amount of money some people would place on a first inning, first pitch or second inning, first pitch of the inning type wager. So it's like, did you have anything, or was it just a $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 bet that raised some flags and you saw it twice and it just made you think something was up? Because it's wrong either way.
Well, and if you're Luis at this point, if you know you're innocent and they're continuing to mind their P's and Q's and check every box to make sure you, at some point, If you were on paid leave for 2.5 months in the middle of what, your second full season in baseball, at some point baseball's going to start owing you something. Like, I can't imagine, like, if he is a innocent in all of this and there's just zero culpability at all, at some point you got to think about legal action if they're going to take away 2.5 months of your career, because in the end it costs baseball nothing. It costs you a hell of a lot.
For sure. I think most courts would look at that in a very reasonable way. Like, it's such an interesting situation to me, though, on so many different levels. And the fact that it got now extended, I don't know. For as serious as baseball takes this, I would have a hard time thinking they needed 15 days to investigate the matter if they had conclusive evidence to then come down with it, some sort of ruling.
What is baseball waiting on? 216-474-0092. The best I could think is negotiating some sort of settlement between the league and the player and all that, but we got to get to disrespect and ties in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.